well versed in the Vedic knowledge. Latva, after achieving jnanam, knowledge, savijnanam, for practical application, Rajarishi, the great saintly king, kam, which, gatim, destination, gatha, achieved. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The great saintly king, Maharaj Prithu, received knowledge from Sanat Kumar, who was the greatest Vedic scholar. After receiving knowledge to be applied practically in his life, how did the saintly king attain his desired destination? Please repeat. The great saintly king, Maharaj Prithu, received knowledge from Sanat Kumara, who was the greatest Vedic scholar. After receiving knowledge to be applied practically in his life, how did the saintly king attain his desired destination? Purport. There are four Vaishnava Sampradayas, systems of disciplic succession. One Sampradaya comes from Lord Brahma, one from the Goddess of Fortune, one from the Kumaras headed by Sanat Kumar, and one from Lord Shiva. These four systems of disciplic succession are still going on, as King Prithu has illustrated, when we are serious about receiving transcendental Vedic knowledge, must accept the Guru, a spiritual master, in one of these four disciplic successions. It is said that unless one accepts a mantra from one of these sampradayas, the so-called mantra will not act in Kali Yuga. Many sampradayas have sprung up without authority, and they are misleading the people by giving authorized mantras. The rascals of these so-called sampradayas do not observe Vedic rules and regulations. Although they are addicted to all kinds of sinful activities, still they still offer the people mantras and thus mislead them. Intelligent persons, however, know that such mantras will never be successful, and as such they never patronize such upstart spiritual groups. People should be very careful of these nonsensical sampradayas. To get some facility for sense gratification, unfortunate people in this age receive mantras from these so-called sampradayas. Prithu Maharaj, however, showed by his example that one should never receive knowledge from a bona fide, one should receive knowledge from a bona fide sampradaya. Therefore, Maharaj Prithu accepted Sanat Kumar as his spiritual master. Sanat Kumara Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Viduttamat Laptva Jnanam Savijnanam Ajaksi Kim Gatim Gata. The great saintly king, Maharaj Prithu, received knowledge from Sanat Kumar, who was the greatest Vedic scholar. After receiving knowledge to be applied practically in his life, how did the saintly king attain his desired destination? Om Ajnanati Mandasya Chinanjana Shanakaya Sakshamitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Chaitanya Manorvishtam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svam Rupakadam Ayam Dadati Svam Patantikam Tandiyam Shiro Shi Yudha Patakamlam Shirum Vaishavam Sa Shirupam Sarichatam Sagana Rakhnatam Pitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vajvana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Pitam Sa Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jyatpate Gopesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhane Sutta Devi Pranamaya Hari Priye Pankha Kalpa Purvesha Kripa Sindhavai Vrishna Patnam Pavana Bhyo Vaishnya Bhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Khatadar Shiva Sadigora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charaswamti Namane Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Srinivadi Paskacharai Desatarane. The verse of today is about authority, the necessity to accept authority. Yesterday when I went to the verse in the purport, I was searching about the focus of learning, things to be learned from this verse. And there are so many points that the first point I detected was the great saintly King Maharaj Prithu received knowledge from Sanat Kumar. First question that came to my mind here is, he received knowledge. What is meant in the Bhagavatam with knowledge? Then further, he received knowledge from Sanat Kumar, who was the greatest Vedic scholar. Sanat Kumar is one of the representatives of one of the four recognized sampradayas. Srila Prabhupada makes a point in the purport, you have to take to one of these sampradayas, otherwise you will be misled. That, and Sanat Kumar was a great Vedic scholar. That seems to be a condition when you hear from a representative in the Guru Parampara, it should be have Vedic knowledge. Next point, so it says, after receiving knowledge to be applied practically in life. So here the question is, how, when we receive this knowledge, then we have to apply it. How to apply it? We see that Vidura is asking just before a lot of questions. Is inquiring for Maitreya, not only to receive the knowledge, but how to practically apply it. So, then the fourth point is we go to the purport. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes the point, one who is serious in life must accept a spiritual master in one of these four disciplic successions. That and the last point I will discuss is the importance of accepting the authority of a bona fide sampradaya. So these are the main points. Now I'd like to go back to the first question. What is meant by knowledge? What does Krishna mean by knowledge in Bhagavad Gita? In the 13th chapter, he explains Kshetrayam Shapimam Vidhi Sarva Kshetresha Bharata Kshetra Kshetra Nyayok Jnanam Yattach Jnanam Matam Mama. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that you should understand, he says to Krishna, about the knower in the body. Not only the knowers in the body, but also about the body. And then Lord Krishna says, Yattachyanam matam mama. He says, in my opinion, Krishna says, it's very humble, my opinion, this is knowledge. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he says, my opinion, be sure it's like a law of nature. It's the absolute truth. So in the body there are two knowers. There is the jiva and the soul and the super soul, Paramatma. Both are within the body. Now, this knowledge is essential to make spiritual advancement. Further in the 13th chapter, it's explained, Karya Karna Kartritve, he to Prakatiyuchate, Pursa Sukadukkanam Bhaktritve, he to Uchate. In this verse, Lord Krishna explains that the Pursa Sukadukkanam, the happiness and distress, is already predestined. And the cause of this happiness and distress is Bhaktritve. Bhaktritve etruchate is the tendency to enjoy that. So important is to understand the difference between the knowers and the body. As long as we don't understand this, we cannot come to the level of real knowledge. Because we have received the body because of our previous tendency to enjoy. Just explained in the next verse. Pursa pakatistore bhunkti praktayanam karanam kunasangosya satasatyo anmijanmasyo. So we have received this body by our previous activities, and all the happiness and distress is already programmed. It's already there. But whatever happiness you will get in this life, or whatever distress, it's already arranged. You cannot change that. So this is important knowledge. If we don't have this knowledge, we will endeavor to improve our situation, or the situation of the body, and we neglect the needs of the soul. It's further explained in the 15th chapter, which is also essential to understand the difference between the body and the soul. It's Sarayam Yat Avapnoti Yashap Ukramatishvara Chritvaitani Samyati Vayur Ganda Ivasayat. This verse explains that one gets a material body, how one gets a material body, how it happens, how the material body, the sarira, comes into existence, how at the time of death our conceptions of life in the subtle body are transferred to the semen of a man, and we take birth again. Because because of our tendency to enjoy what's happening. Shrotram, Shakshus, Parshnam, Sarasnam, Ghanam, Ivusha, Adhistayam, Anacham, Tishyam, Upashivate. Around the mind, the ears, nose, eyes, all the senses are growing and form the body. And this, why is this happening? Because we desire to enjoy. We desire to enjoy the senses. This visyanu pashivati, and then you can enjoy again. So how this happens, that we get a material body, it's essential. That's explained in the next verse. Ukramantam stitam vapi bunjanam vagunam vitam pimudanana pashanti pashanti jnana shakshusa. So one who has knowledge, he can understand how one quits the body, how one enjoys the gunas, the modes of material nature. But one who is not trained in knowledge is a vimuda. He is a fool. He will not understand. So we can get this knowledge only through the Chi Guru Parampara, one of these four sampradayas, which are coming originally from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is perfect knowledge, descending, that like when someone dies, when your father dies, then when he has died, they say he has left. But what is gone? The body is still there. So with a little intelligence we can understand that life is not coming from the body but from the soul. That and without this knowledge we will save the dress of a man who is drowning. But the man is drowning, but we have saved the dress. So in the same way, if we don't obtain the real knowledge and apply it in our life, we will waste our human form of life. Because this human form of life, Prahlad Maharaj said, this is very rare. Kamaraj prachyo dharamam bhagavatamyam drudabam mansham jannam tapya dhruvam artadam. Says, this human form of life is very rarely obtained, and use it from the beginning of your life in cultivating this transcendental knowledge. And that means to understand who is the knower of the body and how he is different from the body. So the second point is it has to be received through the disciplic succession. So again, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives essential knowledge. Sri Bhagavan Vatsa, Imam Vishvasvate Yogam Poktavan Am Afyayam, Vishvasvan Manave Prahu, Manur Iksvakave Bravit. So Krishna says, this knowledge I gave it before long time ago to the sun god. Mm-hmm. And the sun god, he gave it to Vishvasvan. Vishvasvan gave it to Manu. Manu gave it to Ikshvaku. So it came down to the cyclic succession, that it came from the supreme source. Evam Parabram Praptam Imam Rajarsayo Vidur Sakarne Mata Yohunasta Parantapa. This is the disciplic succession. But it's not just coming down in a whimsical way. There is a process by which it comes down from one spiritual master to his disciple. And he becomes spiritual master and gives it to his disciple. But there are qualities required to hear properly the Vedic knowledge, and also qualities to speak Vedic knowledge. This is explained by Sutta Goswami in the first canto, in the third chapter, text 44. There Sutta Goswami said, "O learned Brahmins, when Sukadev Goswami recited Bhagavatam there, in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard him with rapt attention, and thus by his mercy I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing." This verse completely reflects our process of receiving knowledge. In academic language we would say hermeneutics. That's our process. How do we get knowledge? First, the knowledge comes from a perfect source, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It comes from Sabda Brahman, transcendental vibration. It comes from the perfect source and it descends. It's not that we get this knowledge by our own power of discrimination. That's not possible, to get transcendental knowledge in that way. Now, considering this, there is also the point that we say Krishna, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna can be found in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna is non-different from the Bhagavatam. This is like a core theological principle. The Bhagavatam is Krishna. We say also Krishna and his holy name are identical. Very good. Nice to receive this knowledge, but then how to realize it? That's the point. That's just by hearing it. We have to realize it. And to realize it, we have to follow this process of knowledge. And one of the first conditions to receive this knowledge is one has to receive it from a self-realized soul. Not just from someone who has material attachment. It should be nirvritti tarsher, without any trace of lust. So from the speaker's side, it should be self-realized. It should have great knowledge of the scriptures, and it should present what he has heard from his spiritual master to the disciple without change and with personal realization. These are different conditions for the speaker that Srila Prabhupada, he quotes, I will read a quote of Srila Prabhupada on personal realization. This is from the first canto. Personal realization does not mean that one should, out of vanity, accept to show one's own learning by trying to surpass the previous acharya. He must have full confidence in the previous acharya, and at the same time he must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particle circumstances in a suitable manner. The original purpose of the text must be maintained. No obscure meaning should be screwed out of it, yet it should be presented in an interesting matter for the understanding of the audience. So Srila Prabhupada says, that without change, that does not mean that I hear from my spiritual master, I learn it, I memorize everything, and then I speak it. No, it's not that what it meant. It means that without any change means that I retain the original meaning intact. The Siddhanta remains the same, but I put it in a context understandable for the audience. Shri Radha Rasa Bihari Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Gaunitai Ki. So, these are the qualities of the speaker. But to receive it, the knowledge, through the Guru Parampara, there are also conditions on the part of the hearer. One must hear with rapt attention. And Srila Prabhupada says, if you hear the Bhagavatam with rapt attention, you realize Krishna in the Bhagavatam. But the problem is, the mind doesn't want to hear the Bhagavatam, because it's busy with so many things that it thinks to be important in this world. So, udarat atmanatmanam, atmanam apasatayat, atmeva yatmanabandhu, atmeva ripuratmanam. So, one should use the mind to uplift himself and not to degrade himself. So one should make one's mind a friend and not an enemy. And the mind is a friend, but when it can be controlled and is receptive, made receptive to hear the message of the Bhagavatam. So we are all very fortunate that we are members, or that we take part in the discourses on the Bhagavatam in the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada gave us this movement, but it's not a movement to build temples or only to engage in deity worship. That in essence, the buildings are there to give us an opportunity to hear. That's why they are there. Because ISKCON creates a community of bona fide hearers and bona fide speakers. And by that, we can realize the Bhagavatam. So in that way, the sense of hearing can be purified by hearing the Bhagavatam. And then rapt attention becomes possible. That, because in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's confirmed that one cannot understand Krishna with one's contaminated senses. We need to come to the level of pleasing Krishna's senses. And our senses become pure. By doing that, our senses will become purified and will become also transcendental. And then the Lord will be revealed. So, why can't we understand the Bhagavatam by scholarly approach? Because they are using an other process to get knowledge. A process which is not fit to understand transcendental knowledge. Academic knowledge is based on pratyaksa anuman, its perception through the senses, and anuman, conclusions, reasoning. But that's not a way to understand spiritual knowledge, because this is, our senses are defective and they cannot perceive transcendence. It's not possible. So it's a waste of time. So I want to go back to Srila Prabhupada. That this is from the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. These are some quotes of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj, which he made about Srila Prabhupada. No one can understand transcendental nature of, no, this is from the moment, it's further here, yeah, 25, yeah, this is about Srila Prabhupada. He was listening with wonder. Sometimes he would not even understand something, but he would go on listening intensely, submissively, his intelligence drinking in the words. So you see, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he didn't understand something, but he went on to hear with rapt attention. He felt Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati revealing to him the direct vision of the spiritual world. Just as a person reveals something by opening a door or pushing aside a curtain. He was revealing the reality, and this reality was loving service to the lotus feet of Radha Krishna, the supremely worshipful personality of Godhead. How masterfully he spoke, and with utter conviction and boldness. It was such awe that Abai listened with passionate attention. With folded palms, Abai looked up humbly at his spiritual master. He and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati were now face to face, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta recognized him and was visibly pleased to see him. He already knew him. Yes, he said, exchanging looks with Abai. He likes to hear. He does not go away. I have marked him, and I will accept him as my disciple. We see here Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj. He saw that Srila Prabhupada was hearing very attentively. And because of that quality, immediately he accepted him as a disciple. So that's the glories of Srila Prabhupada. Now, this knowledge has to be applied. That's the first point. How to apply this knowledge correctly? First, when we go back to the speaker must speak with realization. But speakers have different realizations. That's not everyone who sits on this Vyasa San is an Uttam Adhikar. But the speaker has to speak according to his realization, not go behind his realization, or not on a lower level, just according to his realization. If one speaks according to one's realization, then that will touch the heart of the audience. That's an important point. If one is serious in life, then Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, one should accept a spiritual master. And in reference to that, Srila Prabhupada many times quotes this verse from the 11th canto, Tasma kurum prapatya te chichnasu shreya uttamam saptiparananishnatam brahman yupasamasrayam. Therefore, any person who seriously desires real happiness, we see also here in this verse that word serious is used, what Srila Prabhupada uses in the purport. One who is serious, who desires real happiness, eternal happiness, he must seek a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the bona fide guru is that he has received the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation. Here we go back to that point of applying knowledge. Applying knowledge means what you hear, you deliberate about it. And the perfect spiritual master has deliberated about it and applied it. That. And he's able to convince others of these conclusions. Unless you have realization, how can you convince others? If I want to learn to play a musical instrument, then I have to learn it from someone who is a master musician, not from a debutant. So when I have to learn it from one who has applied the knowledge and masters the skill. In the same way, to one has to inquire from someone with realization. And a person who has realized it, he can tell how he did it. He can tell it. Not one without realization. So, and therefore, we see also that Vidura here is inquiring for Maitreya, because he knows Maitreya is very qualified. He had personal darshan with Krishna. So he must have realization. So he approached him and he inquired. He asked questions. How did you come to this realization? Therefore, this inquiry is very important. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, should be understood to be a bona fide spiritual master. Now, what is the importance of accepting initiation within a bona fide sampradaya? Because it's the only way to get bona fide, it's the only way to get transcendental knowledge. And to hear from representatives who have realized it, who went to the process as described how to receive knowledge. If we don't do that, yashastra vidim uchritya vartate kamakarata na sasadim avapnoti nasukam naparimkatim. So one who does not hear from the scriptures, such as the Bhagavatam, which is the essence of all Vedic knowledge, which is the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra, that written by the author of Vedanta, Abdur Sutra himself. If we neglect that, then we will not know what to do and what not to do. Because why is this important? The scriptures are explaining symptoms of conditioned souls and also from liberated souls. And the scriptures explain what to do and what not to do to come from the conditioned stage to the liberated stage. Therefore, it's very important to hear every day the Bhagavatam and to deliberate on it and see how to apply it in one's life. Jnana Shakshusa. See every moment of the day to the knowledge of the scriptures. That and then we can attain the supreme destination in due course of time. We want to become, to attain pure devotional service. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he expressed to Lord Nrsingadev that you are my eternal master and I am your eternal servant and I do not want any material benediction, because that's the mentality of a merchant. I just want to serve you. It's So we want to come to that pure state that we are just satisfied with our devotional service. And just satisfied by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. If there are any comments or questions, please.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a wonderful class. So I wanted to ask, like you said, that the speaker should speak from his realization. But then we see in Prabhupada Lila, Prabhupada sent his disciples, very new disciples, to far off countries and told them to set up a center and preach. So it's not expected that they would have much realization because they are very new. So is it an essential principle that one should have some realization before one starts to preach? Can one preach even without realization?
I must say that it reminds me of the daughter of Malati. I forgot her name, but this Sarasvati, yeah. And she was 3-4 years old, and she used to tell all the visitors in the temple that, do you know Krishna? She would ask. And then when the visitor would say no, then she would say, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada said, this is perfect preaching. Then one day, little Sarasvati, she asked the same question to a visitor. And she asked, do you know who Krishna is? And the man said, I do not want to know of this Krishna. Leave me. A little Sarasvati, with her hand, slapped him in the face. And Srila Prabhupada said, this is nishtha, steadiness in devotional service. So, to preach according to one realization means whatever realization you have, neophyte devotees have also realizations. Why do they come to the temple? They are, something attracts them. Otherwise, they will not come to the temple. So this is a realization. They can speak about why they are attracted to Krishna consciousness. That no need to speak high philosophy. Just tell everything to everyone. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and chant Hare Krishna. Then that will lead you to perfection, and that is the essence of our preaching. And of course, as a neophyte, you will not be able to convince anyone. But by your behavior, you can establish some inquisitiveness in the heart of that person, especially by giving him a book. If I can give him a book, then he may later on read a book. And this is very powerful, because this is Srila Prabhupada speaking directly through his books. So, according to our realization, how small it is, we can contribute. And by doing that, Krishna says, the preacher, one who preach this message and try to give it to others, pure devotional service is guaranteed. And that's also for the neophyte. So, therefore, our movement Srila Prabhupada gave his book distribution, and this is really a shortcut to get Krishna's mercy, because our purpose is to please Krishna. If Krishna is pleased, automatically we are satisfied. So that's, I hope that is helpful. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. So, Prabhu, sometimes when we meet, people ask some questions, and then we have to answer them, and then we have to say, see, we don't have the realization, but this is the answer from the Shastra.
Yeah, that's a very important point, that it's good to learn Bhagavad Gita. If we learn Bhagavad Gita, we learn the main verses, or you can learn all verses. That's very powerful. Because by this daily absorption in Shastra, automatically you will create a tendency to see the world through these verses. You know? This is a very important point. Yes, if we know verses, if we know Shastra, we can repeat the verses. Very good point. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Shantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.